The letter number in the holy volume, in the holy letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6, this is letter number 1623. This the Rebbe wrote as notes. Somebody sent him a book, with halachic rulings. It's called Oitzer HaPoskim. That's the name of the book. And the Rebbe wrote footnotes, and it's amazing to see how the Rebbe took a book, and, you know, middle of the Rebbe's preoccupation with everything else. And as you see, the Rebbe said, on page 2, side B, the Rebbe made him a note over here. On page 4, side A, the Rebbe made him a note. On page 7, the Rebbe skimmed through. On page 133, side B, the Rebbe made him a note. On page 104, side B. I mentioned this note. Some of those are, detailed and needs to be at length. But, you know, one of the interesting things is that in the Sefer Torah, every word is precise. Every letter is precise. If you take a Torah that is written in a Sephardic community, and you take a Torah which is written in a Hasidic community, the letters and the words of the Torah will always be precisely the same. There is one word in the Torah where there is a discrepancy, where there is a difference. So here, this is the word. There's a word that's called Pitsua Dako. You can see this letter that I highlighted. This is spelled Dalet Chof Aleph. Right? In some Torahs, this is written as Dalet Chof Hey. So this Aleph is substituted with a Hey. And that's the only, as far as I know, I believe, that's the only letter in all of the Torah in which there are various different opinions of, you know, how to have it. But of course, Chabad and the Rebbe pushed very hard to show that most of the codifiers believe it's with an aleph, that that's the way it should be written, that not dalet chaf hey. If you go into an Ashkenaz chumash, you'll see over there, maybe they have it both ways, but some Ashkenaz communities have it with a hey, but we write it with an aleph. So the Rebbe over here quotes a whole bunch of other very authentic sources. So you see here, Aleph, the Rebbe points to a Tanakh of the Rashba, which is a very early. Beis, number 2. So these are the Rebbe pointing to additional sources. And 3, like the Rebbe says, this is a old Tanakh. It's in Damascus, a Chumash. I mean, various different versions. And this is a Chumash 4. This is a Chumash which is by handwriting. Before, this was written 500 years ago, okay? In 516. More than 516 years ago, okay? All of them have, if you notice, in each one it says, Daka with an Aleph. Daka with an Aleph. Daka with an Aleph. All these places that the Rebbe is sourcing to. Then there is another Tanakh, which was also written 500 years, all with an aleph. This is in a Yemenite chumash, the Rebbe says. In a Yemenite chumash, again, daka with an aleph. And this is in year 326. This is a printing called Plantin and Bum Birji. I'm not sure where those places are, but this was in the year 326, the Hebrew year 326. Again, daka with an aleph. The Rebbe came out very strongly to prove that the word daka needs to be specifically with an aleph. Just to show you, this is the Rebbe coming up with all these various different old prints to prove that the correct way is daka with an aleph. There is a story brought down in the Yom Yom that one time, the previous Rebbe, he went to Prague. Now, you must have heard the story of the Golem of Prague. There was the Golem over there. So the tradition has it that the Golem was on the upper on the attic. They put it over there on the attic of the shul. And it's said that the previous Rebbe, while he was there, he wanted to go and take a look and see the golem. How do they say the golem in English?
We call it golem.
The golem. Okay. So then his father said, I had a lot of work to do to pray for you for that. You know, he shouldn't have done it. But anyways, they went into that shul when he wasn't at shul, and they looked at the Sefer Torah. It also had the daka wood and olive. That's some of the other notes the Rebbe makes to him. The Rebbe talks about, you know, the Mishnah says, when you're 18 years old, you get married. That's what it says. It says, Yudchet l'chupa. 18 years, you get married by the age of 18. So what does 18 mean? This is the Rebbe discussing over here with him to the book. Does 18 mean when you turn 18, or it means when you're 19 because you've already have full 18 years? That's a discussion over there. Now,
Rabbi?
Yes? Is, you know, there are sometimes, people that don't get married as soon as they turn 18 or 19. How long can you delay? Well, there is reasons why one would not get married, and the Rebbe makes notes for that. Now, it's brought down, for example, it's so important to get married that you can even sell a Sefer Torah that you own in order, if that's what it takes to get married. The question is, what about some people? You know, there's one thing, if people already have children, so then it's not as urgent. If you don't have any children, then it's more urgent, sort of. So the question was, can you, if you had children already, but you just want to get married to marry somebody who has children? There are various different laws over here, but that's all in this letter.